acontece. All right. Quieren que hable español, ¿verdad? Amén, amén. ¿Pueden ir a Mateo, por favor? Go to Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15. Man, you guys get rowdy. I was watching a Dodger game yesterday, and man, they were getting rowdy the same way. Amen for that. Anyways, Luke chapter 15. If you guys can go to verse 11, and we're going to read from 11 to 16. Let me read, and you guys just follow me with your eyes. The Bible says, and he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth me. And he did divide unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with righteous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave it unto him. And let's pray, and then we're going to go with the message. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity, Lord, that you've given me to open your Bible, Lord. I know that there's so many other men that can do a better job, Lord, and I'm just here as your humble servant, Lord, asking for you to use me today, use your word, Lord, and put the words that you want the students here at House Anderson to hear, Lord, and hopefully they can make a decision after this. Thank you, Father, for being so good to us. Thank you, Father, for being so good to me, especially, Lord. Thank you for sending your son to die on that cross. And forever I'll be thankful, and I think and I believe everyone here is the same way. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. I titled this message, A Bad Decision. Now, we all know that this life is full of decisions. We're going to take decisions. Sometimes we don't take the right decisions. And it's not till we understand and we're in a bad position in our lives that we said, man, I messed up. I really messed up. You know, this portion of the Bible, it's a parable, and it originated from the Pharisees murmuring about Christ. You see, Christ, when he came, he started talking to sinners and to publicans that they had nothing to do with God. You know, but Jesus went to those people, and he started going after those people. And then we see here, and our Lord responded to these critics and to them murmuring with three parables. You know, the first one, it was the lost sheep. Then the second one, it was the lost coin. And afterwards, it was the prodigal son. You know, our focus today is going to be in the decision that the prodigal son did. And so sadly to say that sometimes we messed up our lives with one bad decision that we take. I know who I'm speaking to. I know I'm speaking to Hiles Anderson students. Some of you guys, and most of you guys, are here because you want to serve God. And you want to please God, and you want God to use you in the mission field, a preacher or a preacher's wife or a teacher in a Christian school, and many other things. And we have a purpose in our life, and God has set that purpose in our life. But did you know that one decision can ruin that purpose that God has for your life? It just takes one decision, one wrong decision that you're going to make that is going to mess up the rest of your life. And you know, and again, we live in a world that we have to take decisions constantly. Every day we have to make decisions. But those are the decisions. And you know, and I can start saying different decisions, like a decision that say, you know what, I'm going to take a break this semester or next semester or next year. Or you know what, in the summer, I'm going to go out with my family instead of doing something else. And those are the decisions that are going to ruin your life. Right. And we see this in this life. You know, this young man under a wealthy dad. And I can just imagine, you know, I didn't grow up wealthy. And reading this, I was like, man, if only I had a dad like that, woo, many things would be different. You know, I would have been the other brother over here staying in the house and understanding everything. Why? Because sometimes we know where we came from. We're like, man, I don't want ever to come through here again. But you see, the first thing I see here is the imprudent petition of this young man. He didn't think about this thing he was asking. You see, in verse 12, we go there, it says, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. You know, he was demanding his father to give him something that in his mind, in his brain, he thought this is mine. It's supposed to be mine, and I want to do it. So many of us, we think that way. So many of us, we're like, you know what, brother, or whoever your spiritual leader in your life, man, you don't know what you're talking about. I want to taste a little bit of that. I want a little bit more freedom. What's wrong with going on a date with a girl, just me and her? What is wrong with that? And those are the decisions that are going to ruin your life.
Right.
What's wrong with, oh, you guys are so exaggerating on this purity thing. You guys are so exaggerating on so many different convictions you guys have. And one bad decision is going to ruin your life. And the Bible says here, and what I see, the younger son attracted by pleasures that was outside his home. He was covered by this blessing that the home brings, that God brings to the father when the father pleases God and he wants to serve God. There's a protection under that house, and he was under that protection. But see, he was coveting. He was seeing those things outside, and he was like, man, I wish I had that. Oh, what a different life, and my dad wouldn't tell me what I need to do. You guys are here independently. You guys here, nobody tells you what to do. You can do whatever decision. I mean, we do have some rules, and two of them got in trouble, and then they had to pay a fine and everything. You know, but not all the time. Not all the time you're going to be under protection. There's going to be a point in your life that you're going to have to make a decision. There's going to be a point in your life that you're going to have to make a decision of living pure and understanding, you know, I need to get to the marriage purely, and it's going to be a decision. And the Bible says here, in understanding this, we see that you can tell he was thirst of an adventure. So many Christians, so many young Christians are thirst into an adventure that knows that they're not going to end well. We're thinking, we're just thinking about, man, if I would have done this, if I would have gone this, if I would have gone to this other college instead of here, and you're dwelling on it so much that eventually you're going to fulfill that desire that you have in your heart. And that's the sad part. You see, we're supposed to be here serving God. And again, and all those decisions that you make are going to keep you away from serving God. You one day you're going to be in a bench in a church not doing anything, just dwelling on that wrong decision that you made. How sad that you had all the opportunities, that God gave you all the opportunities in the world to be in a good college. I mean, the best college in the whole world, Christian college. And you just take it for granted for a wrong decision. Oh, they're too much. Oh, they're exaggerating. Nothing's going to happen. That's the wrong decision. That's what the devil wants you to think, to make that wrong decision and ruin your life. You see here, he was thirst of an adventure. And the way he felt uncomfortable in his father's house, because he had rules. Just the same way you feel if you're not walking with God, if you're wrong with God, if you're living a sinful life, you don't feel right here. There's something here that says, man, I don't want to be here. And that wrong decision to live in this place is going to take you somewhere you don't want to be.
Right.
And you see, this is what happened here. And the other way, he wanted independence from that father. He wanted to just be on his own. So you see, we see here, he made an imprudent petition to his father. The next thing I see here in verse 12 is that a painful giving of his goods. You really think the father wanted to give him that? You know, sometimes we ask, oh, God, if only this, or if only this, what we want.
Well,
and I'm not trying to go more ahead of the message here, but, you know, that's what we are. It is obvious his father did not have the obligation to give him what he was asking. You know, that father could have been, hey, not yet, it's not your time. Or we don't know, maybe he was already asking so many times. Maybe every time the opportunity arose, he was asking his dad over and over and over and over, Dad, give me what I want, give me what I want, until the father got fed up with it and said, you know what, okay, take it. But you see, he didn't want to give it to him. I'm a father, and I know when my kids ask me for something that I know is going to harm them or do something, I know you're not going to do it because I love them. And the same thing with God. See, God wants to give you what's best for you, not what you want. And right here, we see this story. It was a painful giving of his goods. It was obvious that his father, he could reject the request, but he didn't. The father did what? The father didn't want to retain the son at home if he didn't want to be there. You know, he's just, well, you don't want to be here, okay. You know, that's the same thing God does to us. You know, we're not robots. Right. See, God's not going to retain you somewhere you don't want to be. Right. If your heart is not to be here, if your heart is not to please God, if your heart is not to do God's will, then sooner or later, God's going to say, okay, you want to taste the world? Then go. Go to the world.
Right.
Sooner or later, he's just going to open that door and say, okay, you think you know better. Go. And you see, we see this in his life. That's what was, it was happening. He didn't want to do that. The father didn't retain his son. With the pain and against his will, he gave in to his request. You know, it was painful. That father, he was wise. And he gave in to his son's request, knowing what was going to happen. He knew he was going to mess up his life. Because he saw what he was feeling in his heart. You know, so many times we ask God, God, I want this, I want that. And God has kept us from giving it to us sometimes. But you know what? God, eventually, if you keep asking, if you keep asking, if you keep wanting, if you keep going into places you're not supposed to be doing and doing things you're not supposed to be doing, eventually, God's going to say, you know what? You want that? All right. Go ahead. Ruin your life. Go ahead, do what you want to do. Do what your heart wants to do. Do what your desire wants to do. Go ahead. Is that what you want? All right, go do it. That's what this father did. See, God respects the decision of man, even if it's the wrong ones. We see that with Adam and Eve. He told them not to do that. They still did it. Anyway, when the rich young ruler gave Jesus his back, Christ didn't stop him. And he's talking about another story. When a rich young ruler came to Jesus and asked him, hey, I want to be part of you. And God told him, you know what? Just leave all your goods, all your riches, leave them, give them to the poor. And he didn't want to do it. He didn't go back after him. He didn't go say, oh, no, I need you. Come over here. No, he let him. He said, all right, you want? I don't need you. And that's the same thing that's going to happen to us. Number three, you know, every time you take a wrong decision, it's going to create a separation. You see here in verse 13, if you guys can go there, it says, and not many days after the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with righteous living. He went as far as possible, where the influence of his father won't reach him. He didn't want to be next to the father. He didn't want the father to tell him he was doing wrong. He went far as possible, where the father cannot tell him what to do. But the separation originated a bad administration of his goods, and we see this here. If only the father would have been there. But you know what? He wasn't there. And that's exactly what's going to happen when you decide to go away from God. You know, there's going to be a separation from God that's going to is going to hinder you from doing things for the Lord. And when a man is separate from God, he wastes all his values, his physical values, his moral values, his spiritual and intellectual values. You know, when you're far from God, you don't think right. When you're far from God, you don't make those decisions. You don't care about your body. You don't care about what you're doing. You don't care about your spiritual life because you're far from God. You see, God tries to tell you, but you're too far from you to hear him. God might be preaching, a preacher might be preaching, but you're too far. You can't hear. Why? Because you're already separated from God. In your heart, you already made that decision. You're so far from God that no matter who comes over here and preaches, you're so far from him that he can't speak to you. You know, in verse 14, it says, and when he had spent all there, arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. You know, every time you're separated from God, every time you get a bad decision, you're going to get to a point that you're going to be in need. You're going to get to the point that you're going to lose everything you had. That providence where he went to find an adventure was known for famine, something that had never seen in his father's house. What a difference In his father's house, there was abundance of food. Now he's hungry. In his father's house, there was warmth. Now he's cold. He has nothing else. In his father's house, there was clothes. And now he doesn't have no clothes. In his father's house, there was health. And now he's struggling with sickness. In his father's house, there was companion. And now he's lonely. You see, that's exactly what's going to happen when you step away from the will of God. That's exactly what's going to happen when you decide to try to find your own good. When in your head you decide, you know what, Howell Sanderson or even Christianity, that's not for me, then this is exactly what's going to happen in your life. He went and did a dishonest job. Verse 15, it says, and he went and joined himself to a citizen of the country. And he sent him into his fields to feed the what? The swine. Now, we all know, we took Bible classes, and we know how for a Jew to even touch a swine, man, that was sin. Now you have a young man, a young Jew man, working in something that was the worst thing he could ever done. The son of a respected and wealthy man under the service of a Gentile lord. Can you imagine that? The son of a Jew taking care of pigs. The most humiliating thing for a Jew. Disobedience will take someone to the most humiliating experiences. Right. You know, and that's sad because we see this man, we see this young man, and he was dwelling on it until he committed it. Verse 16, it says right there, and he will fain have filled his belly with the husk that swine did eat, and no man gave into him. You know, when you take a wrong decision and you go out there, you're going to be abandoned by everyone. His adventure took away his daily bread, leaving him empty. What a chance. That providence took his good and gave him garbage. In that providence, there was more attention to the pig than in him. And you know, that's exactly what's going to happen in this world. And I'm almost done. But you see, young man, that's exactly what's going to happen. And I know this is like, for some of you guys, this is a Sunday school kid story. But it's so true. If you guys don't listen, if you guys dwell and you guys decide to make that wrong decision that in your head you're already going to commit, whatever it is, this is exactly where you're going to end up. Your sinful adventures are always going to betray you at the end, no matter what it is. If it's sinful, it's always going to betray you. If it's sinful, it's always going to affect your life. If it's sinful, it's always going to affect the life of your life and the life of your family.
Right.
And this is exactly what happened. I'm not going to go into the rest of the story, but I am telling you, sin pays bad.
Right.
And some of us need to decide already, man, what are you doing as a Christian? As a college student, have you decided, you know what, I'm going to do right. I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to marry right. I'm going to graduate right. I'm not going to cheat. I'm going to do what God wants me to do. What decision are you going to commit? Because you know what? You can't fool God. God knows exactly what you're hiding. He knows exactly that sin that you're hiding and that your friends know that you're hiding. He knows it. And the reason why you haven't found destruction is because God is so merciful on your life.
Amen.
And the reason why you haven't found destruction is because you have parents back home praying for you day and night. And we take that for granted. And it's going to be until God's protection leaves you and you're by yourself that you're going to commit that dumb, stupid decision that you in your heart said you were going to do.
Come on.
And then your life, you're going to end up like this prodigal son.
Right.
And then in college or the teachers are going to be like, hey, do you remember this guy and this lady and what happened to them? You're going to be out there criticizing Christians. Oh, they're too strict. Yeah, really? Well, look at your life. Is that really where you want to go? Most of you guys are on bus routes. And thankfully, some of you guys come from good homes, but not those kids over there. Just look at the lives they have. That could be your life. That could be your kid's life.
Right.
If you decide to go on the world and just mess, right, waste your life, what's it going to be? What's your decision going to be today? Your simple adventure are always going to betray you at the end. What adventure are you taking that is simple today? Oh, I got away with it. You can't get away with sin.
Amen.
Sooner or later, sin's going to come out.
Right.
And when it comes out, it's going to be shameful.
Amen.
So if I was you, and if I got something in my heart today saying, you know what, I don't want to, then I'll come to the altar and I say, God, help me, please.
Good.
Lord, help me because I'm about to commit or I'm about to do this decision that's going to destroy my life. And some of you guys are paying attention, and thank you for it. But I know it's a fact that there's some of you guys that are thinking, nah, it's coming through here and it's going through over here. So sad. But you see, just like that Father and just like God, you want that? Okay, go ahead. Is that the decision you're going to take? Everybody bow their head. Close your eyes. It's a simple thought, guys. Oh, decisions, decisions. What is your decision today? God knows your heart. You can't fool God.